Good morning. I'll go ahead and start our regular Board of Directors meeting. Welcome to the new year. Today is January 10th, 2024, and this is the Board of Directors meeting of the Harris-Galveston Subsidence District. The time is now 10:04. Seeing a quorum, I'll call the meeting to order and ask you to join us in the pledge to the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Was that holding up the quorum?
Item two on our agenda is to accept comments from members of the public. We have one person signed up, Melissa Rowell, the president of the North Harris County Regional Water Authority. I noticed you said you wanted to speak on item five. You can speak now or you can wait till that item comes up, your preference.
I'll just speak.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Charco and Chairman and Board. It's hard to hear you guys in the back, so it'd be nice if y'all could fix the volume for the board members. It's really good to hear people at this podium, but you guys are kind of quiet, so it'd be great if y'all could work on that. As far as these emergency permits, I know the general manager approves them, and all y'all do is just, you're made aware. But I would like to hear y'all find out what makes these each be an emergency, specifically each be an emergency, and then it'd be kind of cool to know what permits y'all, or new permits or wells that y'all approve every year and kind of see it on a map. I know we saw a bunch of maps last time, and Mr. Johnson saying he's wanting to see a certain kind of map. So it'd be kind of cool to see, like, 2023, what all, you know, wells were permitted to be, you know, be approved, and then other years, and kind of compare and see how does that affect subsidence possibly. You know, if we keep, I know there's more growth and development, there's more wells and permits, and it'd be interesting to see that on a map. So just thought I'd pass that along, but okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else, that's all I have signed up. Would anybody else like to address the board? All right, item three on our agenda. Approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting held on December 13th, 2023. Do we have a motion to approve our minutes?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion needed?
I'll abstain since I was not at that meeting.
All right. Anything else? Then I'll call for the vote. All in favor of approving the minutes of our regular Board of Directors meeting held on December 13th, 2023. Please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
And any opposed with, none opposed with the one abstention noted. That takes us to item four, receive our hearing examiner's report and consider granting, denying, or amending applications for water well permits heard in December 2023 or prior.
Good morning, Chairman, Board. We have prepared and submitted the recommendations for those persons who made applications for permits for water wells or where there have been requests for amendments or cancellations to current permits. There are no revised pages for this report. We make the recommendations as they are in the book. Of course, there are several requests for permits for new wells. There are several with provisions or a couple with less than the amounts being requested. Are there any questions concerning any of the recommendations? Yes, sir.
Kind of as a follow-on to what was just said, are you seeing the number of permit requests decline, increase, stay the same?
Okay. Well, I don't really know that they, that answer seems to be about the same to me, but I don't know.
Based on what I've seen, there hasn't been a marked increase or decrease in the amount of new wells being permitted. There's generally very consistent development, and as the development comes in, those wells are put in As those areas get picked up with alternative water, those wells can either go away or are used for emergency supply.
Any other questions? Then do we have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Does anybody need to abstain?
North Channel Water Authority.
Any other abstentions to note? All right, any discussion needed? Hearing no further discussion needed, all in favor of approving the report and recommendations, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. None opposed, motion carries with the abstentions noted.
Thank you.
That takes us to item five. As was noted earlier, it's not an action item, but Mike is here to answer any questions, and we include information in our report about these. Does the board have any questions regarding the emergency permits reviewed by the general manager? Hearing no additional questions from the board, we can go to item six. Receive briefing from staff on the status of the joint regulatory plan review. Ashley, welcome.
Hello, good morning. So our update is brief, as you know, with the holiday season, but our consultants were able to finalize for our last scenario, which will focus on impacts of drought. They're also working on the technical memorandum and all the documents for the whole JRPR. And then we were able to also compare results from the PRESS model to the Gulf 2023 model, and those trends between the both are in agreement. That's the only update I have for you now, unless you have any other questions.
What's the next big schedule thing for you on that?
The next big schedule would be to schedule a science and research and rules committee meeting so we can present the final scenarios and recommendations, and then also discuss opportunities to have a stakeholder meeting to show these results.
February?
I believe so, early February, yes.
February, March time frame. I mean, it's basically based on the consultant getting the information finalized for us. And then as far as the communication is concerned, the staff has been working on developing that, and ultimately it'll include some individual stakeholder meetings as well as a public presentation here at one of our board meetings and other information for folks that are interested. And then we'd fully expect that one of the advantages of this type of effort is that it will identify next steps and places for us to go next and look at and do more investigations. So we expect that as well.
My memory may be faulty here, but I thought that one of the meetings with Friess and Nichols or somebody, there was some discussion about looking at we limit groundwater pumping in region 1 to 10% level, region 2, 20% level, region 3, 30%. And I think the question was, are those the right percentages? Is that right? Or should that be adjusted to some finer tuned number? Am I remembering correctly that discussion came up and something was said about that in one of the meetings?
I don't recall specific percentages being discussed. I know there was an inverse run that was getting discussed to understand what subsidence would look like in the future and what type of pumping adjustments would be needed. But as far as fine-tuning percentages, we've pretty standard have kept areas 1, 2, and 3 the same percentages that our current regulatory plan has.
Right, that's what we have. But right. I think the question was, is there a model or something that we should run to look and see if those should be changed or adjusted?
On percentages, I'm not aware of something that we've worked with for that.
We looked at the inverse to help determine what it would be to meet that minimum subsidence that we were setting. and kind of looking at that. So they have that data that'll come back for us to look at in February, and then it'll go to the Rules Committee to make the final determination on where they go with it. But we did have them run multiple steps so we could get the data to look at those things.
Okay.
Else that.
So I think I heard in February, we're going to be looking at some of the modeling runs to tell us if those should be changed or if those could be changed to meet our subsidence requirements.
Well, I wouldn't use the word if, but we have the suite of information to look at, and then the Rules Committee can make the decisions when they want to make from there.
Okay, but at least it'll come in February to you to provide to the Rules Committee and have them see if they want to do anything with it.
So
we've never really discussed percentage changing.
So the process thus far has been to evaluate the current regulatory plan, the regulatory plan review. Right. The scenarios have been designed to evaluate the regulatory plan. Those results have been presented to both the Science and Research Committee and to the Rules Committee meeting in preliminary form. They're being finalized, and as well as other advanced model runs like the inverse run and then the drought run. All these will be brought together and brought back to those two committees for their recommendation and ultimately presented to the board in the final document. But at this point in the game, we didn't go into this project with a predetermined solution or endpoint. We were doing these runs to help guide the next step in the regulatory plan.
Well, for many years, 40 years, 45 years, those have been the numbers.
Since 99, so it's been since 1999, those have been the numbers.
1999. And it seemed to me like somebody just kind of held their thumb up and said, well, let's have 10% here, 20% here, 30% there. That wasn't based on any real science.
Yeah, it actually was.
It was based on science.
Was it based on science?
Yeah, no one just pulled these numbers out of the air.
There was actually a study done, and all that was done. And we repeated it in 2010, and we're repeating it now. So and every time we go through this process, we've made adjustments. We made an adjustment in 2010. And now we're doing the same process, and if it comes to the point that we need to make an adjustment now, we will. If we don't, then we'll look to the next time we review it and need to make an adjustment.
And adjustments can be made in more than one way. I mean, not just percentages, but time periods for those percentages to be met. And we have done that in the past as well, where we have extended conversion dates and such. And we've modified boundaries for areas. Early on, I guess in the 99 time frame, when I first got on the board, I was heavily involved in the changes to the actual areas. That was a big thing.
Actually had 8 areas prior to that.
Yeah, so that was huge. So, I mean, there could be different adjustments to the plan, through this process. One question I might have is, are we thinking the stakeholder meeting before or after it goes to the Rules Committee? Because if it's after, it's almost like we've kind of made some decisions before we've gotten stakeholder input.
Yeah, so I think that the information will go through the committee, and then ultimately once the committee is, I think what the staff's looking for from the committee meetings is that, okay, it looks like we've gotten all the pieces that we need, and then we'll provide some preliminary information to our stakeholders. But ultimately the board is will be making the any kind of recommendation or modification to the regulatory plan if that's where it comes to.
Well, I would think that there would need to be perhaps another committee meeting after the stakeholder meeting then, because you got to take everybody's input into consideration. This is a huge area, Galveston and Harris counties, and we've got to work with everybody to make sure this works.
Yeah,
One thing for Don is we did look at trying to set a standard for what subsidence was going to look like based on future water projections for everybody and the usage based on the current reg plan. So, allowing some, what's the word, Mike? The natural subsidence, what's that big word I can't ever pronounce?
Anthropogenic. Yeah.
We just looked at that. Yeah.
I figured out which big word it was.
Well, I know for a Nebraska guy, it's more than 4 letters. Yeah. So, 4 words. So, But we did look at some of that. So again, we have that data to, again, go forward, but I think, you know, in that, you'll see that we subsides is continuing even with the future restrictions put on the water. We are having subsides exceed that associated standard we were looking at. So, but again, I think the rules committee will make those decisions when we get all the data put together.
And so after that's all done, I would assume that's all going to hit the website and be displayed there?
Once it's finalized, yeah.
Yeah, I think the chairman's right. Getting a stakeholder sandwich where you have the rules committee really kind of being the bread makes a lot of sense. And you don't want to serve it up to the public until you've been through that sandwich making process.
Well, getting that input will avoid anybody being surprised by anything they see, and that's for sure. Once we get these things finalized to a point where they're no longer changing, that's when the opportunity becomes for us to do that. And we're not quite there yet, but we expect to be there here shortly.
Yeah. All right. September. I'll be February. So, yeah.
It's February. Yes.
Ish.
It's a short month, right?
It's a short month. We got an extra day this year, though.
That's true. It is a leap year. Touché, yes. Very true.
All right. Any other questions for Ashley?
Thank you, Ashley.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to item 7, the general manager's report.
Well, welcome, everybody, to 2024. Just wanted to add a few couple things. Like Ashley mentioned, the board meeting was generally a little bit later on in the month, in December, and with the holiday in the middle, there hasn't been a whole lot going on out there, but we have been making progress in the JRPR. We're continuing to work on some of our other communications things that I think you'll see come out here later on this year. Ultimately, we have seen a lot of interest in our water conservation symposium. That's going to be occurring in February, so we're looking forward to that. That's our next really big thing out there, and I think registration is open right now. And although the sponsorship deadline I think has come and gone, you can still sponsor if you're interested. Our sponsorships are available. And we've got a lot of really good interest, so I'm looking forward to that effort. I think we got a really good agenda, and I put a link in your in the GM report for you to take a look at that if you're interested. And we will be having committee meetings here during the first quarter. So Elizabeth, we're reaching out to you to schedule committee meetings. As you mentioned, science and research and rules. Water conservation committee meets next week. I do expect there to be other committee meetings here during the first quarter of the year. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mike?
All right.
Did you see that Purdue game coming?
I did not see it coming, but it's always nice to see Nebraska, which was once a football college, now turned into a volleyball and basketball college. So always nice to see him win.
I like the headbands that all your guards were wearing yesterday. It reminded me of the 70s, so it was nice to see.
A little throwback. Yeah, we'll take any edge we can get to make that happen.
All right, that takes us to item 8, consultation with our general counsel on recent litigation and groundwater issues and legislative issues. And obviously, Greg is out, so we have no report there. I will note two things of interest. You're just on the legal front. SJRA has two ongoing big cases that, you know, have some impact in the area. The one being the antitrust lawsuit that was filed against them with respect to creating some sort of surface water monopoly. Trial in the federal court, I believe, has begun in that case. So that'll be interesting as it plays out. And the second being the other SJRA suit that involved
sovereign immunity.
Yeah, it was a couple of the cities filing suit over their contracts, challenging the contracts and claiming sovereign immunity with respect to those contract issues that are in dispute. That was argued before the Texas Supreme Court Monday, I believe.
Yes.
So, Tuesday. So, obviously, it'll be some time before any decisions in those cases, but there was activity worth noting. I'm sure Greg keeps a lot more close tabs on that and will update us in the future. That takes us to item 9, executive session as necessary, and my understanding is there's no necessary executive session.
That's next week.
So that essentially concludes our agenda.
Next,
you know, thank you all for being here and making the drive for this very short meeting today. Meeting adjourned.
Have a good night.